Now, the rest of the story. What a sight it is. What a sight. Rick Hansen has been gone more than 2 years, had set out 26 months previous on a mega marathon that had taken him around the world, and now here he is coming home. This phenomenal 29-year-old athlete, 20 miles from his hometown destination, yet even at that distance, ecstatic spectators are lining the roadside, many waving yellow ribbons, others holding roses or bunches of daisies, cast flowers in his path, thousands standing with fingers poised on camera shutter buttons, hoping to capture this historic moment for posterity. And out in front, escorting Rick on the home stretch, British Columbia police cars, rolling with their lights, flashing triumphantly, and there, at the center of all this attention, this handsome hero, relentlessly making his way to the point where it had all begun, the parking lot of Vancouver's Oak Ridge Mall. Only 300 or so had assembled to see him off that rainy March day in 1985. But now in the glorious springtime of 1987, Rick Hansen is coming home, and tens of thousands are mobbing the parking lot in the nearby streets, cheering, awaiting the promised moment that few thought would ever come. The magnificent marathon man had traversed 5 mountain ranges on 4 continents. He had passed through 34 countries and temperatures running the gamut from subtropical to sub-zero. He had endured 1 flood and 4 robberies in remote regions. And now at the end of this remarkable record-shattering journey, Rick Hansen was looking back over the course of 24,901 miles, roughly equivalent to the circumference of the earth itself. The lone marathoner is in sight now, and word spreads along the Oak Ridge crowd like fire on a fuse. Here he is. Here he comes. Those close enough on the cleared pathway call out individual greetings. Keep it up, Rick. We're proud of you, son. Keep it up. And some reach out to touch him, and the rest wave as he passes, and Rick smiles and waves back. It's the face of a movie star, the arms and chest of a big league power hitter, yet the humility of an Alvin York. And the citizens of Vancouver love this man. The 105-degree heat of the Australian desert and the windswept passes of the Swiss Alps and the Canadian Rockies are behind him now, and all that's left is love. There's a new niece in Rick's family, 7 months young, whom he has never seen. There is much else ordinary for this extraordinary man to catch up on, and he will. Here at the end of a 25,000-mile road which no one had ever traveled before, and Rick's competitors in this marathon, they had all been left behind. Each and every one left behind in the dust of another hemisphere. Opponents with names like fear and discouragement and the preconceived notion that certain people must be pigeonholed as society prescribes. Rick Hansen has vanquished them all by safely and successfully circling planet Earth with utterly useless legs. And yet under his own power, with determined hands, spinning the steel rims of the wheels of a wheelchair. And now you know the rest of the story.